But I want to spend the rest of the time of today's Taking Aim looking at the Operation Masquerade. We've been discussing the supposed links to Osama bin Laden, the supposed links to Al-Qaeda. With the events of March 11th, 2004, that killed so many people in Madrid and wounded 1,500 people more, it harks back to an event that took place in Italy 24 years ago, on August 2nd, 1980. And at that time, bombs exploded in Bologna at a railway station, and 85 people were killed. And what happened now is that a few years ago in Yugo Info, an Italian newspaper, they revealed that the attack at the Bologna railway station was perpetrated by CIA-controlled, that's the U.S. CIA-controlled secret Italian services who had been working with a right-wing Italian group. And this story is much deeper. In 2000, a 300-page report that had been prepared by the formerly communist LDP, which is the biggest party of Guillermo Armada's center-left government, had stated that the United States was responsible for inspiring, quote, a strategy of tension, what we call the category of terror. And they termed the strategy of tension, in which indiscriminate bombings of the public and the threat of a right-wing coup were used to stabilize a center-right political control of Italy. Now, this goes back all the way to the end of World War II. And it was a strategy that was crafted by none other than the first CIA director, Alan Dulles, and was the involved with all the CIA directors that followed, including George Bush Sr., who later became president. And it also included the prime ministers of the European countries. He states in this LDP report that those who carried out the attacks were rarely caught, and the reason was, quote, that the massacres, the bombs, and the military actions had been organized or promoted or supported by men inside Italian state institutions and by men linked to the structures of United States intelligence, end quote. Volta Bielli, a left Democrat member of parliament and one of the authors of the report, said that his party's conclusions were based on recent judicial discoveries and a re-elaboration of information that had been available for many years but that had not been adequately understood. In other words, it had been brushed under the rug. Quote, they interfered to prevent the Communist Party from achieving power. Now, this is a report that was written about by Philip Willan, the Rome reporter for The Guardian, and this article was June 24th, 2000. And Philip Willan is an important person.
Willan.
You're quite
right.
W-I-L-L-A-N.
Yes, you're right.
He is the author of Puppet Masters, The Political Use of Terrorism in Italy, that was published in 1991 and goes into elaborate detail in 358 pages of these events. Ralph?
Well, Mayo, you're quite right to point out the significance of what became known as Operation Gladio. I should mention this. During the Second World War, Franklin Roosevelt made an arrangement with the head of the mafia in the United States, who was released from prison in order for him to control the docks in the United States to prevent labor strikes. But not only that, the head of the mafia in the United States,
Lucky Luciano,
no less, was directed to control operations in Sicily and Italy on behalf of U.S. intelligence, directed against the resistance in Italy, and in closet support of the fascists who were to be restored after the defeat of Mussolini, paradoxically. And the operations of the mafia across Sicily and across Italy were part of a U.S. intelligence design, which was then to morph into Operation Gladio at the time of the formation of the Central Intelligence Agency. Terrorist attacks imputed to others were orchestrated across Italy from that moment to the present, with the purpose of disrupting any possibility of a left political development in Italy, the two mass parties in Italy being the Communist Party and the Socialist Party, the anticipation of the United States that a coalition government representing the vast majority of workers and of the population in Italy would assume power. Philip Willen in The Guardian on April 10, 1999. Spies working for the Italian secret services infiltrated the Red Brigades and masterminded the kidnapping and murder of the former Prime Minister Aldo Moro in 1970. Alberto Fassini, who spent 18 years in prison for his supposed role in a left-wing terrorist organization, revealed that, in fact, this was the he was used and manipulated by the intelligence services of the United States and of the Italian intelligence services themselves. Mr. Fassini's evidence disclosed that Italian and United States secret services infiltrated and penetrated the Red Brigades to prevent Moro from establishing a government of national unity. Indeed, they undertook not only bombings across Italy, but the kidnapping of Mr. And the murder of Mr. Moro himself.
Ralph, another article by Philip Willen. We're going to be citing Philip Willen a great deal, but there are other people too that we also will as we go into Operation Gladio. His article of March 26, 2001, terrorists, quote, helped by CIA to stop the rise of the left in Italy. And this is an allegation, actually, more than an allegation. It's conclusion by General Gianadelio Maletti. And he should know, because between 1971 and 1975, General Maletti was the head of military counterintelligence in Italy. And he states, quote, the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, following the directives of its government, the United States, created an Italian nationalism capable of halting what it saw as a slide to the left. And for this purpose, it made use of right-wing terrorism, and he said this happened in other countries as well. Now, General Maletti is living in South Africa for the last 21 years as a fugitive from Italian justice because he was sentenced in absentia to 14 years for leaking a Secret Service document to the press, and Secret Service documents that would have exposed the involvement of CIA and Italian intelligence. But he was given a 15-day immunity from arrest so he could give evidence at a very famous bombing. It took a trial of people finally put on trial for the bombing of a bank in Milan's Piazza Fontana. And this is one of the major bombings that created the, quote, strategy of tension. It was a series of bombings that pushed Italy to the right at a time when the Communist Party was achieving at least 25% of the vote and with a collaboration with the Socialist Party would have achieved power in Italy.
Maya, Philip Willen in The Guardian on February 6, 2000. The bomb trial to call Bush Sr. Former United States President George Bush will be called to give evidence at a terrorism trial beginning in Milan today. On the basis of evidence, the Central Intelligence Agency organized the bombing campaign in Italy over a period of 30 years. Mr. Bush was the director of Central Intelligence in 1976, and lawyers are expected to summon all CIA heads from 1960 to the present. The suspects accused of planning the bombs in Piazza Fontana branch of Banco Nazionale d'Agricoltura were doing this on behalf of intelligence agencies overseen by the CIA in the United States. Carlo Miramaggi, doctor and leader of the neo-fascist Ordine Nuovo and leader of the Finice, was doing this on behalf of Carlo Digilio, the CIA operative in Italy. The activities had begun in 1967 when the Central Intelligence Agency oversaw the pattern of bombings across Italy in every major political center. Quote, "The bombs we planted in Trieste and Gorizia served to prevent President Saragat from making a visit to Tito." This was on behalf of the Central Intelligence Agency. "American agents were responsible for promoting the strategy of tension and intervened directly with Central Intelligence Agency oversight of terror bombings across Italy. From that time on," Philip Willan concludes in The Guardian, "U.S. supported anti-left terror in Italy is the story of June 24th, 2000, a 300-page report which elaborates, as you indicated, the full magnitude of the false flag operation over a period of nearly four decades by the CIA across Italy."
Ralph, Operation Gladio was the name for the Italian branch of the Allied Coordination Committee that had been set up by the CIA with the British in the 1950s. They had 622 leaders who then engaged other people so that there were 15,000 people throughout Italy. Now, this is interesting because Depka talking about 25,000 to 30,000 people in France for Al-Qaeda. Let's look back at what the CIA and British intelligence and Italian intelligence, and along with Belgium intelligence and German intelligence, what they were all doing post-World War II. And how we have Depka talking about this in terms of Al-Qaeda, but here it was setting them up with right-wing groups and blaming it also on left-wing groups and setting up infiltrating groups like the Red Brigades, and all this was the work of intelligence. Let's look again at the bombing in, at the Bologna railway station, because here we have over 24 years ago the same situation as you have in Madrid. And quote, this is an article from February 8th, 1980, that appeared in one of the British newspapers in the, this was the Independent. "The makings of the bomb, which killed 85 people at the Bologna railway station in 1980, came from an arsenal used by Gladio, the Italian wing of NATO's communist resistant network, according to a parliamentary commission on terrorism." Remember, the arsenal came from Gladio. Now, what's also interesting to look at about this is that when the people went on trial, the neo-fascists, the four neo-fascists who were sentenced to life for the Bologna bombing, Valerio Fivorotti, his wife Francesca Mambro, Massimiliano Facchini, and Sergio Piafucco, and nine other people were accused of complicity in the crime. And Licio Gelli, the ex-grandmaster of the P2 Masonic Lodge, which was also very much involved in this, they were given sentences yet a few years later, 7 years later, for some reason not explained. On appeal, their convictions were all overturned.
Maya, The Political Use of Terrorism in Italy is the title of a review by Peter Drew of Philip Willan's book. Philip Willan's book is entitled USA Bombs Europe into Submission. Now we must put this in its context, because as was stated by Marek Glagoszowski, on March 11th, 200 people were killed at Madrid in a bomb attack that closely resembled the bombing of Bologna rail station in Italy over 20 years ago, at which time 83 persons were killed. And now we have the documented evidence from Operation Gladio articulated in the book USA Bombs Europe into Submission, that this was an operation over a period of decades in which the United States Intelligence Agency took charge of terror attacks across Europe, imputing them to other political groups.
Ralph, USA bombs Europe into submission is an article that appeared in Perspectives in 1993. Again, let's refer to Philip Willan's book. It's entitled The Puppet Masters, The Political Use of Terrorism in Italy. Ralph?
Yes.
To conclude our program for today?
Maya, Nicholas Kristof, on the 10th of March, a nuclear 9/11, a 10 kiloton nuclear bomb is smuggled into Manhattan and explodes at Grand Central Station. 500,000 people are killed, and the U.S. suffers $1 trillion in direct economic damage. That scenario, cited in a report at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, is a glimpse of our future. We are losing the war. Andrew F. Krepinevich, Jr., military expert of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment, states, all the risks of a nuclear 9/11 are increasing with Al-Qaeda at their fount. And the same theme is orchestrated in the newspapers, an article after article, for which we are being prepared. Indeed, the 26th of November of 2001, high alert, U.S. threatened with nukes, in which Anthony Kimmery, on behalf of intelligence, stated that dozens of top security military and intelligence officials have come to the conclusion that a nuclear attack on New York City with biological components as well is inevitable. All of this imputed to Al-Qaeda. U.S. terror expert warns of dirty bombs once again, this in Associated Press of February 8, 2004. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden, the dirty bombs, the nuclear bombs prepared for by attacks in Europe, from DEPCA to the Central Intelligence Agency to the imputation to Mohammed Atta, to Zarqas, to Zugan, the figures who have been under surveillance in Madrid not only since 9/11/2001, and not only since the Casablanca bombings in May 18, 2003, but throughout the intervening time, now being held responsible for the acts of Madrid, the masquerade, Operation Masquerade in Madrid, the false flag operation, the terrorizing of the peoples of the world by the rulers of corporate capital, working out the agenda that Operation Gladio had documented for us over a period of 40 years.
You've been listening to Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen.